So just notice the energy as we begin to open, how this may feel differently. Just check that out for yourself. What does it feel like to see or and feel the circle expanding? And it expands in different ways. Some of you are really familiar with a few of the people in your group. Some of you had to actually separate and move into a completely new group. So this is often how we are put together in communities, that as we gather. And so the invitation for the rest of the afternoon is really to turn these practices and this exploration directly to the experience of this community. And the invitation for the next, because it's a larger group, I'm going to actually time it as opposed to do a more free form. So everybody will have about 3.5 minutes to tell a story about how they experience community at Common Ground. And again, it's a practice of monitoring your own self-disclosure. You had a chance to read through the invitations and intentions of being together and being in communication with each other. I remember that one of the things that was repeated was holding the space in confidentiality, being able to have permission to express oneself both by silence as well as through words. The a little bit about that document. It's a living and working document. So in the future you can add, clarify. You'll not remember every single aspect, although you hopefully will have that in front of you. Feel the intentions behind the words and try to do the best that you can. And if you make a mistake, just remember that image of, you know, when I couldn't hold my robes up, you know, someone would just come and correct me without judgment. It's just redirecting me a little bit. Tell a story about what Common Ground has meant to you as a community. So, and this time, you know, whoever has something that is easily accessible, that feels is on the surface, can start. And, you know, when we circumambulate, whether it's the pagoda or the stupa, we always go clockwise. So whoever starts, we'll just go clockwise. And it'll take about 30 minutes. So, yes, question? Yes. Oh, you know, I was saying that we wouldn't be able to remember all of this, and so if you find that that you have a need that is not being met that is here, just verbalize it. Remind the group. Again, it's a mindfulness practice that, you know, we developed. We tried to set the intention and we want to live beyond the intentions into our actions. Whoever is able to start.